Look at every other frontier that they're pushing. We're now people who are asked to sign on the dotted line. What's left of the freedom of contract? When in the fine print, the banks, the insurance companies, the HMOs, major employers, are taking away your right in a dispute to file a suit, taking away your constitutional rights to go to court. It's called binding arbitration. We always learned that a contract was a meeting of the minds. Have you ever met the mind of Sears? Or Aetna? Or Generous Motors? It's all printed contracts you sign on the dotted line. Year after year, the imbalance of power becomes quite serious. It becomes serious in eroding our incomes, serious in eroding our health and safety, and serious in eroding our rights to pursue justice. It's not funny anymore to be told, sign on the dotted line. It's time for some civil disobedience. Next time you're asked, next time you're asked, when you buy a product like a car or a home appliance, and you buy it on time, and they want to have you sign the papers after they check out your credit, just ask for the contract in a chair, take out your magnifying glass, and take out your pen, and start going through it. You know, cross out a paragraph here, you don't like double a warranty. Change it, and then say, here, you sign on the dotted line. Microsoft has done it one better with a shrink wrap license. You have to buy their product before you even see the contract that places all the blame on you.